This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Iams. Today, as we study Mark chapter 4, Leroy asks the question, in your walk with God, are you like a badminton bird or a golf ball? Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Iams.
I have a friend who keeps threatening to write a book entitled How to Have a Terrible Lawn in Colorado. He says that all the pages are going to be blank because all you have to do is nothing. Don't water, don't fertilize, don't do anything about the dandelions and the crabgrass, and if you do nothing, in one summer, your beautiful lawn will be a mess of weeds. Now, Jesus always spoke to the people of His day in terms they could clearly understand. So when He spoke of the different ways people respond to the Word of God, He told the story of a sower in his field, a very familiar picture to the people of His day. In Mark chapter 4, verse 14, Jesus says that the sower sows the Word. And then He goes on to tell the various reactions of the people as the seed of the Word of God is sown in their hearts. There are some where the seed finds no home at all. Their hearts are as hard as an interstate highway. But others are fertile ground in which the seed germinates and produces as much as 100 times more than was planted. But in between the hard hearts and the fertile soil is another group of great interest to me. Mark 4, verse 18 and 19 says, still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Now, I have seen this over and over again in the lives of Christians who get off to a great start. At one point in my life, I was ministering with a man who was an outstanding evangelist and Bible teacher. His life was fruitful, and he was mightily used of God. But occasionally, he would startle me with some reference to wanting to have an expensive car, a fat bank account, or a life of luxury and ease. And one day those thoughts that lurked in the back of his mind took over. The thorns choked out the good effects of the Word of God in his life, and he gave himself to becoming wealthy. Today he has all the material things his heart desired, but is miserable as well as being unfruitful in the cause of Christ. The thorns choked the plant and sapped its spiritual vigor. Christian, let me urge you to memorize Mark 4, 18 and 19. Pray over this passage and ask God to keep the thorns cleared out of your life so that you might be fruitful for Him. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Iams.
We want to help you begin a fascinating study of the Bible. We're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each day, you'll take a stimulating walk through a new passage and discover truths you can live by. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy talks about two things a servant of Christ cannot choose, here on Daily Discipleship.